An explosion lights up the gloom, throwing the burnt armor of Thiel's men into relief. The blue of each is streaked by gray. Acid has scorched through to the bare ceramite beneath. Clouds of incendiary smoke fill the air around the Protoss listening post, turning the rain into a sulfuric haze. The stench is more than acerbic. It burns. Muzzle flare sears through a soot-black pore released by the explosion. Magazines cock off, and the air thunders as two nearby bunkers go up. Gunfire lashes the slab-sided armory tower. It looms above Thiel through the murky air. Bolter shells splash against its walls.
We are trapped here, in this dead man's gauntlet.
They must advance. To survive, they must advance. The dense nest of gray silos, bunkers, and walled magazines reminds Aeonid Thiel of Kalth. Packed so close together, they form a labyrinthine zone mortalis. Choke points and bottlenecks. It's merciless. But wasn't that what this was all about? Leaving Kalth, doing something with purpose. Thiel raises his power sword, and it blazes like a beacon.
Forward! On my lead! Wide dispersal! Keep fighting, dammit!
A sniper's bullet cracks against his shoulder guard, but he barely flinches. Then the sword's down again, and he's leading the vanguard. The legionaries in his charge begin to move, edging from behind steel-plated munitions crates, bolters roaring in the darkness.
Invilio, I need those heavies now!
A targeting icon flashes up on his retinal feed, right over the tower. Crowned with razor wire and reinforced with ablative exterior armor, it shrugs off the fusillade coming from Thiel's men.
I see it!
Invilio switches vox feeds.
Thaddeus!
Invilio shakes his head. Gunfire is flashing across the munitions yard, so close that the transit heat is palpable. The ultramarines keep moving, hugging walls, hunkering down whenever they can. A distant scream resounds above the battle noise. Two ident markers on the tactical feed go from green to red. Haldus and Konos. With the others, that makes six. Thiel catches the quickest glance of a scope's reflection above before it's gone again.
Get a response. There's recon in that nest. Tell Thaddeus to take them out or it's over.
Solid shot and mass reactive shells caroom off a nearby bunker wall as Invilio tries again.
Thaddeus, are you with us?
More dead air scratches across the feed before a crackle of noise announces a broken reply.
Apology. This is Petronius. Thaddeus is dead. Moving up. Support.
Thiel's jaw clenches as he feels the noose tighten.
How long?
3 minutes.
Can we hold on for that long? Do we fall back? Find a different ingress?
Thiel shakes his head.
If we fall back, that sniper team will cut us apart. Our only chance is forwards.
Ahead, the smoke parts to reveal several power-armored forms advancing in unison. Bolters are clasped to their shoulders in a firing lock.
Return fire!
The air is seared by an intense weapons exchange. Even the dust burns.
Break them! Out of the kill box! Out! Out! Grenades! Then hard assault on my lead!
Three round bursts spit from behind their rapidly disintegrating barricade. Phineas waits for a gap in the chaos before throwing a grenade. It detonates deep into the enemy's ranks. Erontius is clipped as he rises. But then, his throat is torn open in a welter of blood by a stray bolter shell, his gorget split and hanging wide like a snapped hinge. He falls, still holding the primed grenade.
Down!
Thiel's warning is obliterated, as are the two legionaries closest to Erontius. Then comes the silence. White light. White pain. Retinal lenses overloaded. Thoughts become instincts and impressions. And for the next few seconds, Thiel's world is a magnesium-bright flare of searing agony. And the pain suppressants kick in and get him moving again. His audio is down, but his retinal display still functions and shows Thiel bodies. There's blood on their armor. The stench of cordite and hot, wet copper fills his nostrils. Sound returns after that, but it's distant and submerged. It rings hollow inside his skull. Invilio is shouting. He was far enough away from the blast to escape the worst of it. The words are so distant at first. The warriors emerging from the smoke and darkness are running. Thiel counts 20. Wounded, barely conscious, his vision blurs, but he sees them well enough. Cobalt blue and gold, a freshly painted Ultimar on their shoulder guards. Ultramarines. He wants to laugh at the insanity of it, but the next explosion hits and Thiel is off his feet, flying, burning. And just before he's about to die, he remembers what Captain Lycaine said to him on Oran. There is no war in Ultramar.